Today we bring you a special edition of Piano Jazz from 2003, recorded before a live audience from the WAMC Performing Arts Studio and Linda Norris Auditorium, Albany, New York. Marianne McPartland's guest is the engaging and gifted pianist and vocalist, Judy Roberts.
Judy is one of Chicago's best-loved jazz musicians, and for good reason. She's an imaginative and insightful pianist with a great touch. She's a singer with a voice for every mood, and her love of jazz comes through in every note she sings and every chord she plays. And we're so excited to have her with us today. So let's give a big welcome to Judy Roberts. I'm excited about doing the show, and I'd love to hear you start out with something, a solo.
This is a song that you and I both like a lot. I've heard you play it many times. In fact, I've probably copied some of your voicings. And this is a song written by Anne Ronell, and it's called Willow Weep for Me.
Where'd you get all that energy from?
Well, partially I'm stealing a lot of your chords.
Well, I thought I noticed a couple of...
I only steal from the best.
But after all, we're both of us stealing from Bill Evans or Oscar.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Aren't we?
That's right.
Listen, how long ago, while you were playing, I'm trying to think of the first time I heard you, and I can't think of the name of the club. It's in Chicago.
The London House.
No.
No, before that?
No.
Don't make it too much more before, please.
Well, I was there too, and I was working at the London House, and I was coming to see you, and I just can't think of the name of this club.
How about the back room on Rush
Street?
No,
wait a minute. No? It was Joe Siegel's club. It had to be.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I remember now, the Flower Pot, the Happy Medium, that's right.
The Happy Medium, yes, right there then. And I came in the front door to speak to you and to my one-time bass player, who shall be nameless. And as I came in the front door, he ran out the back. So I just remained and listened to you play, and it was wonderful. And actually, that particular time you had... I think you were playing some kind of electronic piano.
Right. I think maybe it was even possibly a Hammond B3 trio at that time, or at least something with keyboards. That's right.
We don't have to say the date.
No, we don't. Please don't.
But before we do any duets, I'd love to have you play another tune. And
yeah, well, as long as I'm stealing my chords from you... I'm also going to steal one of your compositions. It's one of my favorites, and since I recorded it, this is probably one of my most requested songs. The song is by Marianne McPartland, and it's called Twilight World. Mm-hmm.
Over the China Sea, sing me a melody from ages ago. You in a twilight world. There's jasmine in the breeze, a sunset in Balinese, as lanterns burn low. Life is a changing panorama. Love is a dancing butterfly. Watch the shadows at play in Shanghai or Taipei. In Malaysia, palm trees sway in the dark, sultry sky. Twilight world, moon over Singapore. The stars shine down once more as evening begins. So find your twilight world before the night sets in.
Have no idea how nice it is to have somebody sing something I wrote. It's just a wonderful feeling, especially you singing it.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be able to do one of your songs. Thank you.
And what's that chord you tell me that you stole from me?
Oh, this is what we call the Marion chord. Originally, Marion played the song, and us, of course, in following her, did this. Set of B minor flat five. So now we go. That's the Marion chord that gives the song a lot of life. What do you call that? What is that? B13th, right?
I have no idea.
It's your chord. Yep, the Marion chord.
In your key. I'm taking it back now. Well, what do you say that we try a duet, Judy? And this one is kind of special to you because Ray Brown wrote it.
Right, and of course he's probably the, I'd say, number one or two top favorite bass player of both of us, among many others, right?
I feel like he's probably the top bass player
ever.
And he wrote Gravy Waltz.
Right, and he told me that he had this song in his piano bench, like, just for, he forgot all about it for years, and then one day he said, oh, what's this, and he played it, and then Steve Allen wrote some words to it, but jazz people know it as the Ray Brown composition, Gravy Waltz.
We could play that.
Let's do it.
Boy, that's such a nice tune. I can't imagine why I haven't played it all these years. Well, let's talk about Dave Frischberg. What a fabulous, talented guy he is.
I love him. And the first time I ever heard, I guess it must have been Blizzard of Lies or My Attorney Bernie. I remember it was in my car and I had WBEZ on and I heard that. I had to pull over. I couldn't believe I was hearing. It was so funny, so hip. And then I went home, I thought, I gotta marry this guy. He's just, this is the man for me. He's so great. And then, of course, I found out he was already married at that time. And then he kind of became a good friend of mine. And he's, to me, like the Woody Allen of jazz.
Hey, that's a very good name for him, because he is. And he, but in between these very funny songs, like Blizzard of Lies, he came up with this beautiful one, which I think you and I were talking about. You were there.
Right.
So
yeah, people only think of Dave as being, you know, a funny guy, like, you know, My Attorney Bernie. But in fact, he writes some very dark and kind of, I would say, almost like verging on depressing, beautiful songs. And this You Are There, he wrote with Johnny Mandel. So Johnny Mandel wrote the music and Dave wrote the lyrics.
I'd love to hear you do that. Will you do it?
Of course.
Okay.
In the evening, when the kettle's on for tea, an old familiar feeling settles over me, and in your face I see, and I believe that you are there. In a garden, when I stop to touch a rose and feel the petals soft and sweet against my nose, I smile. And I suppose that somehow maybe you are there. When I'm dreaming and I find myself awake without a warning, and I'll rub my eyes and fantasize, and all at once I realize it's morning. And my fantasy is fading like a distant star at dawn. My dearest dream is gone. I often think there's just one thing to do. Pretend the dream is true. And tell myself that you are there. You are there.
That's a wonderful song.
It is sad. It's like because he's such a zany guy, and the fact that he can come up with such real sensitive material is just more credit to him. And because you know he's such a great piano player as well.
But he's always so funny and crazy. It's hard to imagine him writing a song like that.
I think he's got a dark side.
He certainly has. You know, I was thinking of when you're learning that song, do you plot out the piano accompaniment, or do you just play whatever comes naturally?
Well, as you know, I don't read music, so everything I do is natural. I'll hear his recording of it, and then I'll kind of work out my own way of doing it until I feel comfortable. And I like to play kind of, you know, since you're my chord idol, Marian, like I try to
stop.
That's true.
It's just been wonderful having you here. Thanks, Judy. Thank you for being on the show. You just inspired me with everything you did.
Marian, do you know what it's like getting to play with my idol here tonight? You know, two women are better. We're more, I think, no offense, men, but we're more sensitive and tuned in, I think, aren't we? Oh, never mind. You don't have
be
to answer
careful,
that.
Be careful.
Don't answer that.
I'll tell you what. When I was in Chicago, I think this is 3 or 4 years ago, and we were doing this, the Chicago Festival, as a matter of fact, and you were playing this tune, which I immediately became fascinated by, and it's by Duke Ellington. It's written in praise of John Coltrane, called Take the Coltrane. I love that tune, and I would love to play it with you.
We are with the Duke Ellington song, Take the Coltrane. Okay, I'm going to start.
You better.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.